All right, authority figures. Authority figures are one of the most important pieces of a monster campaign because we're trying to inspire as much as people as possible, and you have to have somebody worth listening to in order to justify the viewer listening to you, right? You got to be worth listening to for someone to listen to you, right? If you want to inspire people, be inspiring. It's that kind of stuff. Anybody will greatly value from having an authority figure for their campaign, right? That's what the little ROI bumps that are going to do that go the distance. And if you look at all the biggest campaigns, they have all the authority figures. Let's look at different people. Because if you don't have an authority figure already, I want you to start thinking about authority figures. It's more of the person. The specific person that's able to speak on a particular brand is what's going to push you and push your campaign and that guy's story. The particular person typically has the story that is able to you to go as far as you can. And one of the things about studying these storylines is you can see where your authority figure is in the frame of this story, right? So Gundry, for example, was a heart surgeon who quit because he realized he never was actually targeting the root cause of the problem, right? And that's why he wanted to leave. There was all these different things that surgery couldn't solve. That's a solid storyline. If you ever find somebody, an authority figure, who is an expert and he quit because he never targeted the root cause of the problem, that is banger. That is a monster opportunity right there to be looking for in an authority figure that you want to run. Dr. Marty, right? He was a huge famous pet veterinarian. You can find a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys, really, if they made it on Oprah or Dr. Oz, or they made it on any of these TV shows, that's a win. I mean, the hardest part about celebrities, I remember when I was doing my thing, was getting them the authority news channel footage, right? If they're on the news, they're talking to Steve Harvey or whatever. So one of the tricks to authority figures is finding someone who's already been on those kind of news shows and talk shows and then coming to present yourself to them, right? Here's another one, Vince, right? Vince was just a regular kind of guy. He's a trainer. He was a trainer who kind of trained people. Nothing too crazy there. So you don't really need to find the biggest guys. I know a really big campaign from City Beauty, and they just called themselves a beauty researcher, you know? So the difference between a beauty researcher and a dermatologist, a top dermatologist, you never really know. I just go for the top dermatologist because I feel like that's going to be a way bigger ROI ad. But I get if you're not at that extreme level yet where you want to just go straight nuclear or straight to the top, then you can have monster campaigns just by calling yourself a beauty researcher. I know that City Beauty was huge on display, if not is still huge on display in native ads. And they just called themselves kind of a City Beauty researcher. They just called themselves a beauty researcher, which could literally be anybody's mother who likes researching beauty products. Suddenly, you're a beauty researcher. Metacore, a lot of the big ClickBank offers. Now, this is more of a role. I don't know if it's the reluctant hero. It's like more of the hometown boy makes good. It's the underdog story one, right? Because this is the story of somebody who is just a regular guy and he lost control. And then he meets the authority figure who helps him. If you're doing like Luke Skywalker kind of shit, the guy, you got to meet Yoda. You know, if you're not already an expert, he's got to go meet his own Yoda. If he's Justin Bieber, he's got to go meet Usher. If that's how people typically explode, and those are the storylines that make sense to someone, you got to meet somebody. So in this storyline, it's interesting because he's a regular guy. He got screwed. He meets a doctor who slips him the ingredients. He researches the ingredients. He's like, this shit's epic. And then he meets another doctor who can help formulate the whole thing because obviously, now, I'm going to take a guess that this whole script is just some made-up bullshit, right? But that's what worked in this script, and that's what works in typical storylines. It's like he wasn't good enough to get the ingredients. He's also not good enough to make the supplement, so he had to partner with somebody to help him with these things. That's what kind of made sense. Okay, Solo Ultramind. This is a fascinating one, right? Jose Silva. He was just kind of a regular guy. He had a special background as a radio repairman, right? And so as a radio repairman, he knew that if you reduce the resistance in a wire, more electricity would flow. And he's like, well, my brain's fucking electricity. I wonder if that'll work for my brain. So this is one where he's a unique guy. This is kind of like the reluctant hero, I would say, or something where somebody doesn't really want to be famous. I know this particular one, he never really wanted to be huge. This was a big part of the script. He doesn't want to be huge, never wanted to be famous, just wanted to help people. Like, he's not trying to be like a guru or anybody. Like, he's just trying to help people change their own lives using their own kind of brain. So this is a story about a radio repairman, somebody in a separate niche. This is also a big storyline for your hero. He's an authority figure, maybe somewhere else, or an expert at something unrelated, but that unrelated kind of subject transfers to this, and he can see somebody that nobody else can see. Fascinating storyline. Fascinating storyline. Gets some results that nobody else got. Nobody believes him. The guy goes on just to fucking invent a new system for like tapping untapped potential in your brain, and it goes viral around the world, right? And then of course Vision, who's the authority figure at Mind Valley, who kind of vets all the products at Mind Valley, puts it to the test himself, and that begins to explode it. All right, Jim Quick. Right? This is also a underdog kind of story. The guy cracked his skull as a kid, right? This is somebody who had this serious problem as a kid. By the way, any expert, any authority figure that you find online, typically to become, to rise to the top, you usually have to fall to the very bottom. So most authors have really, really, really amazing stories that would work great for VSLs. And you can use the VSL God process to untake the storyline from any of your authors. You just find your expert, you ask him the questions. By the way, the VSL God process is just a bunch of questions that pulls out the story in order. It's dope. It's pretty amazing. It's great for research. Just don't use it. Just don't like think you can just ask somebody these questions and have a nine-figure campaign, right? You gotta ask the questions, do some solid scripting, and then you can have a big campaign. Let's go look at some more authority figures. There's Vince again. Gundry, same thing, right? This one was his wife was like, I can't believe I'm turning into my mother, right? And he feels so. This is another big storyline. I use this in my own skincare brand. It's like, it's where he's this expert. He's like, I know everything about this whole niche, but somebody with a problem just like yours came to me and I couldn't fix it, right? I know V-Shred uses this at the same time where, like, he's like, yeah, in this one, he's like this. He trains people all the time, and then suddenly some girl who, you know, diets don't work for her, exercise doesn't work for her, and he's like, he just can't fucking figure out how to help her, so he kind of gives up on her. And then his mom calls crying, and he's like, oh, I'm going to try to figure this out. So he's like forced to find the answer. Dope storyline. And also, this is turning out to be a storyline one, but you can see this with the authority figures. So yeah, this one, it was the same thing. His wife was like, fucking blah, blah, blah. He's hurting with dark spots. And he's like, well, I know a lot about this stuff. I'm a great person. He's like, I'm a great surgeon, but I feel powerless to help her. So he went out to kind of work on solving dark spots, right? Yeah, more Gundry, you know, John Lake. Okay, this is your typical, I'm a fucking pro. There's the same storyline again, right? He's a Beverly Hills dermatologist who helps all the celebrities look skin and get better skin. And suddenly, two people come in but he's like, suddenly he's stumped on solving this one girl's skincare problems, you know, which is ridiculous. Which is ridiculous, because he should know exactly what to fucking do. But instead, he decides to just ask this other beautiful, more beautiful looking woman what her secrets are, and she discovers three secrets that block this DHD root cause of the problem, and then makes his own supplement, and that's what works like crazy. Kind of interesting storyline there. Nucific, you know, this is your typical doctor who's worth being a spokesperson. I know they tested a lot of doctors here. It's something about this Asian woman, Dr. Lee, worked a lot better. So very solid, very solid. Randy Jackson. This is your typical. I do feel like these are a little bit more dangerous because Randy Jackson is a famous guy who has all the attention. So the whole world knows of Randy Jackson. And if you want to get a celebrity, they know of your celebrity. But he's not an expert at weight loss, right? But he did get a massive transformation. So he's got the attention. People want to listen to him. But in this particular one, I know he goes and meets a doctor who helps talk about this one. So Randy is not qualified to really bring up the root cause of the problem. He's only qualified to find the doctor who's going to reveal the root cause of the problem. And you want to have, and it's the same thing with Activated You, right? She's a celebrity. She was super famous, kicks ass on screen. But before, she had some serious gut issues. And it wasn't until she went and met the doctor that enabled her to talk about probiotics and get the product made. Now, I heard this campaign, this is a big campaign, by the way, really, really, really successful campaign that really hooks women in really, really well. And I heard they were really struggling to get this to work until they got this doctor in the VSL. If you find the VSL, I might link these later, but if you find the VSL, you'll see this doctor, and they said that that bump in ROI really, the doctor helped boost their ROI to make this campaign super, super profitable. Truth About Liver, just kind of your typical doctor who's talking about something she's qualified to talk about. Quietum, right? This is another one of the possibly BS VSLs, you know, but this is of a, this is the anatomy professor who knows all about this. And then the problem happens to him. I use that storyline in another one of my VSLs as well. Killer storyline, right? The problem, he's like, it's like saying, you know, I'm an expert in fucking fitness, but then somehow I got fat. You know, my metabolism slowed down. I had nothing I could do to fix it, right? Like, the expert gets his own problem, right? The dermatologist starts to age faster, and she's like, this is humiliating. I'm supposed to be an expert. So this is a story of this professor basically going, getting tinnitus and going fucking batshit crazy over it, right? This is not really brand friendly because they stab very hard. They stab very hard. This is Dr. Sutton. This is the ProDentin VSL, huge teeth offer. And this is, like, what is this one? So this is the one, he has a client who just has the worst gum disease ever, right? And he doesn't really know how to fix his client. Another one of those stories, man. So authority figures. Authority figures are the thing that's going to make these campaigns really go the distance, right? Really, really worth listening to. People have all of these problems. They have all these problems. And you have so many different people bombarding you with, like fucking shit, right? With different offers, different fitness things, different whatever. And you desperately want to listen to somebody. The world desperately wants to listen to somebody. They're just waiting for fucking proof that you're worth listening to. You know, that's the whole thing, right? That's the whole thing. They're looking for proof that you're worth listening to. And the authority figure is the guy with the proof who makes it all worth listening to. That's why you can come in and dominate any industry. That's why I came in and dominated the skincare industry, because all of these people were there. I mean, I had a VSL, but we got a world-class doctor to help pitch this whole thing, right? And inspire people. The woman who is basically the queen of Miami, got all the secrets of Miami, coming in and revealing the secrets to you all over the world, no matter where you are. And that was a big one. So authority figures are huge. And go look for one, because they're gangster. They're gangster to have, and it's what's going to separate you from the pack. And a couple other ideas, right? So one of the questions I always get is, what deals do we actually do with authority figures, right? One of the biggest mistakes you could make is paying your authority figure way too much money. Question, how much money should you actually pay them? I hear guys paying 50% of profits to, like, celebrities to work for them. Fuck no. Dude, they're doing one shoot and they're not going to be back ever again, right? What I recommend you pay your authority figures are 1% of revenue up to 10% of profit. And for the day one, so that's a very safe, conservative kind of number that you can start out ripping on with, right? It's revenue. It's easy to account for, all that stuff. And what I also recommend is paying them $1,000 an hour, getting away with this. You can't get away with this with, like, nine huge celebrities, but like solid authority figures, you can pay this kind of much to have them be the spokesperson for your brand, is $1,000 an hour for the first shoot. That's what we did. And that really worked really well for us. So the doctor got some upfront cash and we were able to pay them. And she was very happy, right? She was very, very happy with the amount of money that she was making. Basically doing nothing. She did one video shoot and she was basically done. So yeah, Be careful of overpaying on celebrities. That could kill an entire operation that you have going on. And people also ask me, how did we find our authority figure? I mean, as much as I want to give you a little fucking hack, the hack was I just emailed every dermatologist in Miami. I mean, that was it, right? I emailed every dermatologist in Miami. I put together a packet, like a business plan, which I can send you an example of down below so you can copy and send it out to people that you think are interesting. But yeah, that's the core of it. Authority figures, get some, get yourself an authority figure. And yeah, see you guys in the next one.